Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a look at week one of the March 2015 celestial timings. And March is always, the first week of March is always a fun one for me because it's when I get to celebrate my birthday. And this year I will be celebrating my 60th birthday and my twins on March 4th. And I always love to remind people that March 4th is the day that commands us to march forth into life with love and compassion and joy and a commitment to ourselves, whatever that might be. And then on March 6th, my twins will have their 31st birthday and we'll be getting to spend time with my daughter. She lives in San Diego, and my and helping her celebrate her birthday. Ian, her twin brother, is in Germany, and so we won't be spending time with him. And he's working as a stunt actor at a theme park there, and we'll be soon going to India to work at another theme park there. So kind of an exciting time. Anyway, so that's my little personal story about the first week of March that I'm looking forward to. And as we begin the month, March 1st, the Sagittarius last quarter moon, and I was born at a last quarter moon, so it's somewhat close to my birthday that we're having this last quarter moon. And it is around 12 degrees Sagittarius, exact at 3:11 p.m. Pacific time, so that's 6:11 p.m. Eastern time, and will be visible beyond Antares, and the moon will also pass Saturn tonight. Well, it's 11:15 Pacific time that it's going to be exactly aligned with Saturn, and then it's 2:15 a.m. tomorrow Eastern time when Saturn's there. But we'll be able to see it in the sky with Saturn, Antares, the moon, and then Mars is also getting close. It's entering into Sagittarius soon, and it's kind of hanging out in that area of the sky, so it'll make an interesting, like, parallelogram or quadrangle, you know, square, but not really square. It'll make a closer one at the end of the month. And Saturn is going retrograde on March 25th, so it's slowing down and not moving very far this month. So it's hanging out very close to Antares all month and will begin its backward motion, where it will station a direct in August, on August 13th, pretty much in exact alignment with Antares. So, as you may recall, Antares is one of the Bohemian stars, one of the magical stars. And whenever a planet is within 6 degrees, the ancient alchemists would work with that star to make amulets and talismans and elixirs and potions and work with certain herbs and crystals and that kind of thing. So that's something that is a possibility, and we can tune into that this entire year as we connect in with where Saturn is. So I also did write quite a big piece on Saturn and Sagittarius, and also Mars going into Sagittarius, that you can read about in the written version of the celestial timings. But this is really about reflecting on, this is the more short version, personal truths, beliefs, practices, and are they serving us? Do we have certain beliefs? And we can see on the world stage at this time that the way people are sharing their beliefs, espousing their beliefs, trying to get other people to see things exactly the way they see it and are very committed to that and very heated and so on in the political world, it's kind of crazy. So one of the practices that I've been thinking about is not getting triggered by other people's beliefs that are so completely different than mine and how I'm seeing things, and just sending love as much as possible to those people. And I think that's a great use of Saturn, because Saturn is about structure and form. And so how can we be living the solution rather than being part of the problem? And so when I notice that I want to actually maybe even behave in some of the ways towards these people that are so committed to these radical beliefs that seem so uncompassionate and so unhelpful in terms of how we could move forward in a better way in this world, that it's just about sending love and just continuing to send love. I've been reminded several times recently about how we perceive things, how we see things, how we see people has an effect on how we experience it in our reality. And hearing stories about how someone decided to take someone that they were really irritated with or frustrated with, and instead of seeing them as being stubborn and challenging and, you know, whatever, they decided to see them as compassionate, kind, and loving. And as they did that, it may have taken a little time, but as they did that, that person actually changed to match their perception. So that's a powerful reminder as we work with Saturn in Sagittarius and having to do with our spiritual practices and how we are living our lives and perceiving our reality, our consciousness, how our consciousness is perceiving reality. And so if we have limiting blocks to our perception, if we have a specific, very limited view, then how can we change that? And maybe perhaps we begin a spiritual practice. We begin exploring through prayer or meditation or contemplation or what other ways we might connect with Source. And being open to change, taking time to go within, being open to another way of seeing things. One of the ways that I've been also looking at this of what's going on in the world right now, especially in the politics of the USA, which are a little scary, and rightfully so. But if we choose to see this as the shadow that is really coming to light, that if we're going to change, if we're going to have a new collective consciousness and a new way of being in the world, all of this has to come to light. We need to look at it, to embrace it, and to transform it within ourselves so that it gets transformed in the greater collective. So that's what I've been practicing anyway. So hopefully that's inspiring and will help you. So then we have also a couple of events this month that are or this week that are about unexpected events that can shift our perspective, especially around how we view the world. And on March 2nd, Venus is going to sextile Uranus. So that's shifting our perspective around how we view the feminine. And if we look at some of the political stances that are being taken about women and not really being very helpful to women and their rights and their and what's really going to be supportive to them, this is an opportunity again to perhaps choose to see that this is all about a clearing process and that a greater, higher purpose, because Uranus is connected to the celestial world, is actually coming in. Even though it doesn't look that way, we might get surprised, which would be kind of cool, and being open to being surprised. So, and then on March 3rd, the moon will move into Capricorn. So it's a time for getting organized. Whenever the moon's in Capricorn, I always like to use that time to at least organize one little piece of my life a little bit more if I can. And then on March 4th, my birthday, woohoo, the moon will be catching up to Pluto. And that is illuminating these deeper shadows and fears that we have, and particularly the feelings we may have around survival and things that have been repressed and denied, and all these cultural rules and unsustainable practices we have in the ways that we are, I mean, really every area of our life, the ways that have, you know, collectively the big farms have been raising food and GMOs and poisoning our planet with toxic pesticides and other practices like fracking and things that are really destructive to the earth, all of these coming to our awareness. And what does it bring up within us personally? What kind of fear? What do we need to face around that? How can we transform that? How can we begin to see that as we deal with these fears, which are really about survival, and this way that we've set up our economic system so that it's about getting what we, all we possibly can without regard for the planet or people in the process. But if we get ours, then we're okay. And that's not how I perceive reality, but it is part of the greater collective. And so what are the feelings? What is up with all of that? How can we release those places that maybe are in survival around us that cause us to judge ourselves and others and, not feel safe? And this is also kind of leading into Venus going through the seventh gate, the root chakra, which has all to do with survival. And so with the moon and Pluto on the fourth, fifth, and sixth, that's all magnifying this particular energy as we move into the Venus-Moon gate that's on, I believe it's on the sixth. We'll get to that part in just a minute. So anyway, then on we'll have Mercury square Mars on the 4th, and that is very similar, actually, to the Moon-Pluto conjunction, because Mars is at 29 Scorpio, almost moving into Sagittarius, something that it does on the 5th, and then a square to Mercury at 29 Aquarius. And so if we think of Mercury in Aquarius as visionary, innovative, ahead of its time, and at 29 degrees on 41 minutes, is that its most absolute comprehensive expression possible. Mars at 29 Scorpio, 41, at its most comprehensive expression possible. And Mars is in Scorpio is about diving deep into those shadow realms for the purpose of transforming them. And Mars is all about taking action. So we have this expansive visionary possibility with Mercury encountering Mars, and it's just really fitting into the themes that I've already been speaking about. So that's happening at 9:43 p.m. on the 4th, so that's 12:43 p.m. on the 5th for Eastern Time. And on March 5th, Mercury will enter Pisces, and Mars will enter Sagittarius, so they're staying in that close square relationship. And again, all of these aspects have a three-day window, so March 3rd, 4th, 5th are heightened, and then they can still kind of stay in range a little bit for a couple days before and after that, too. So Mercury going into Pisces, where it will be a couple weeks, let me just double check that, is important, because it is about how we how the mind operates through the feelings. And that is a possibility when Mercury is in Pisces. It's staying in Pisces until the 21st of March. And so what happens for those who have Mercury in Pisces, and also when Mercury is in Pisces, it is about when we're feeling balanced and healthy, then our thinking is balanced and healthy. But when we're out of sorts, or when we're in a place of fear, or when we're finding ourselves uncertain, then the mind is not as trustworthy when Mercury is in Pisces. Because this is not a place where things operate in a left brain, linear, rational kind of way. It is more intuitive and felt, inner knowing aspect. Pisces really does that. So what we could say when Mercury is in Pisces, and particularly as we approach the eclipse window that'll be happening starting on March 8th, when things are, logic and reason kind of go out the window, it's really about feeling into our inner knowing and being guided by that. And we could even say the inner genius that is within us and within everybody when we're willing to tune into that part of ourselves. So the moon will also enter Aquarius, and at 8:22 a.m., amplifying the revolutionary ideals of the Aquarian perspective and innovation and creative expression. So something to be tuned into. And then Mars is, as I said, entering Sagittarius. And it's going to spend several months in Sagittarius as it goes retrograde in Sagittarius in May. And then we'll be actually retrograding all the way back into Scorpio and re-entering Sag on August 2nd, and then enters Capricorn on September 27th. So it's a little over 6 months that it's spending in this part of the sky. And this means that the energies of Sagittarius, the spiritual quest, the quest for truth, not the made-up truths of our reality, but the deeper truths, the spiritual truths, the truths that last from one age to the next, the truth that we really all are divine, that we really all are love, that is sometimes overshadowed by a collective sense of truth that isn't really true, that we've been experiencing and the shadow pieces that have been coming up. So, also on March 5th, the Sun is square Saturn, signaling the slowing of Saturn as it's preparing to station retrograde on March 25th. So the Pisces Sun squaring Saturn at around 16 degrees. And that's happening exact at 10:04 p.m. So that means it's also, gonna be, 1:04 p.m. Eastern. Continuing on those themes, so all these themes that we've been talking about this week are magnified by what's happening with all the different planetary aspects taking place. And then on March 6th, the happy birthday of my twins, yay, wahoo, love them so much, they're so amazing, we will have the Sun sextile Pluto, as if we needed another reminder of what it is that is the shadow pieces that are coming to light at this time. And Pluto is going to be turning. This always happens prior to a retrograde or after a retrograde, or as planet station is direct. So that means that Pluto will be going retrograde on April 18th. And also amplifying all of these themes that we've been talking about. On March 7th, the Moon is going to catch up to Venus. And that'll happen at 12:46 a.m. And the Venus-Moon conjunction is the seventh gate, and it's the first chakra. So this is in the story of Inanna, as she's descending into the underworld. This is where she releases her royal robe, sometimes referred to as the garment of ladyship. And so she has arrived into the underworld, stripped naked and bare of all of her vestments, all of her tools, all of her accoutrements, and she is in a very vulnerable place as she moves through this gate. And this is going to be very significant for anybody who is having a Venus return. So that means if you're turning 8, 16, 24, 32, 40, 48, 56, 64, 72, 80, 88, 96, from August 22nd, 2015 to April 1st of 2017, then you are in a personal Venus return. So this becomes important to you, but it's also important in the collective, as this is the journey of Venus from the place of Queen of Heaven, Leo manifestation, and her journey to really release everything and anything that stands in the way of self-love. So the shamanic death and rebirth process, letting go of anything that stands in the way of her ability to truly love herself. So this is an opportunity to work with the Venus-Moon conjunction, to see it in the morning sky, and to do ceremony, or to be open to guidance and information coming in through dreams, through meditation, through any ceremonial practices, through messages you're getting in the outer world about where you are in this process of letting go of anything and everything that is in the way of you experiencing loving yourself no matter what.